Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Welcome to the Hotel Hell. Check-in time is now, check-out time is never.
It's Mike Shope.
Does my room have cable?
No. And the sheets are made of fire.
Can I change rooms?
Sorry, we're all booked up. Hell convention in town.
And the Bulldog.
Can I have a late checkout?
I'll have to talk to the manager.
You're not the manager, even in your own fantasy?
I'm the owner, the co-owner, with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
Okay, just so I understand it, in your wildest fantasy, you are in hell, and you are co-running a bed and breakfast with the devil.
And the Bulldog.
Yeah, but I haven't told you my salary yet.
Go.
$80,000 a year.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
What's up? Thanks for being with us. Football Monday on WGR. No Bills game from the weekend to talk about, but lots of other games to talk about. And then tomorrow we'll have tonight's game to talk about. Detroit at Baltimore. How much Week 3 NFL did you get your hands on?
I feel like a hearty, healthy amount. I really did not do anything other than focus on football yesterday afternoon into the evening. I did not stay with the Chief. The Chief game was just it. I was tired. I'm old. It put me to sleep.
I feel like that's reasonable.
So I bailed out of that. But yeah, no. I mean, I had football on all day. I was out for a little while in the 1 o'clock window watching, and then went home for the second half of the 1 o'clock window. Maybe a nap squeezed in there. But, yeah, I feel like I have a pretty good handle on what happened.
You probably saw enough of Kansas City to have, at least a qualified answer for this. Is there any chance they're who we're talking about in January? Like, what are the chances that we're going to have another Bills-Chiefs heavyweight playoff fight? I know what I'm doing by asking. Like, yeah, of course there's some chance of it.
Yeah.
But not only do I think, I mean, Lebatard was on this today. They did a segment on just how done, at least Dan Lebatard, seemed to think Andy Reid was with Kelce. And they had another confrontation in this game. Mm-hmm. I thought there was a moment where Mahomes was done with Kelce, too. Where there was a miscommunication on a pass. And they didn't talk about it. I don't know. Maybe I'm way off. But Mahomes is sort of like pointing as if to say, you're supposed to be here. And, you know, I guess I'm looking for that with these guys. I'm sort of looking for that sort of boiled over frustration. But last night I thought I saw it, and they were just so incapable of doing anything. Tyquan Thornton is bailing out the Chiefs offense. He had a great catch. After an almost great catch, like right after that in that game, that's kind of all that they did.
Well, I feel very much like if they were to stay in their current form, then I would almost want to rule it out, even though anything can happen and they still have Mahomes and Reed. I think Kelce is acting like a person who's finished and hasn't come to grips with it yet.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have it. He can't do what he's used to doing, and that is frustrating, and that's what's spilling over. That's a, you know, from 1,000 miles away, that's a guess. But I, you know, that can happen, and it happens to everyone, whether we're athletes or not. As we age, we get frustrated if we can't do the things we used to be capable of doing.
You know, I'm so sick of you saying that.
At the pro football, you know, pro athlete level, it would make sense that that would even be, well, it's certainly going to be, the opportunity for it to be public is certainly there, and that it would be even more frustrating in part because of that. Like, everyone's watching me fall apart here. And that maybe there's embarrassment in there. I don't know. I don't want to get too far into his head, but regardless of his state, like I'm not worried about him anymore. They'll get Rice back. They'll get Worthy back, and
they'll get to keep Tyquan Thornton.
Right. So let's see what that looks like by the time they get here. Both of those guys, I would think, unless something else happens to Worthy or Rice. I mean, you know, anyone can get hurt, of course, but like, you know, if nothing happens to them between now and week 9, they'll be on the field against the Bills. So I still want to give them, if I'm going to give the Bills wiggle room for the defense to get better as guys come back from suspensions and young guys learn their way and hopefully improve as they go, then I got to give the Chiefs a little bit of room here because they're down pretty bad as far as weapons go.
I'm going to get cocky about this, and I guess I'm out on a limb, but Rashi Rice is going to miss 6 games, and he's already missed most of last season. It seems like you're wishing for a lot if it's that he just sort of jumps back in and like everything's on time and now their offense is all good because Rashi Rice exists. I mean, he's going to run most of his stuff underneath anyway, and that could be big. Kelce is not changing. Like, that's
– no.
There's a scenario, I suppose, where Rice – frees up Kelce or something like that, but I don't know. Like, right now, who else do you really respect if you're playing against them? Maybe, you know, you're making it hard on Kelce because there's nothing else to worry about.
Yeah, maybe.
And Worthy, what even was Worthy? Like, he came on at the end of the season, but now he's coming off an injury and one that looked pretty scary at the time, still young. The Bills really, I think, deserve a lot of credit. And it's not really fair for me to be the one to give it because I was never thinking this way. But what they grew to be as an offense was this physical run first team that has Josh Allen. And he embodies that and he fits into it perfectly. But if they need him, like the Baltimore game, to bail them out with his arm, he can. The Chiefs have gotten away with just almost no running game at all. They're dipping into Kareem Hunt year after year. It's like if the Bills went back to Frank Gore, the father.
Right.
Like, just because, you know, he knows the system. Imagine Sean McDermott rolling out on Wednesdays with Frank Gore is back. Well, he knows what we're about. What is Kareem Hunt doing in the NFL? Like, you said it last week. Like, he hasn't had good metrics in years.
Right.
But I guess he knows when to run when they say hike. Or something, fumble.
Because in a league where that position has grown more interchangeable over time, someone who's at the level that Hunt is at should almost definitely be replaced by your name here, 23-year-old street free agent guy.
Well, they've tried and they haven't. I mean, they went for CEH. That's a long time ago now, almost too long ago to matter. They have this guy, Breshard Smith, and like everybody talks about how now they can't run the ball. He had a little bit of juice last night, but they don't go to him. That's been another Kansas City thing where with Rice it took a while, with Worthy it took a while, and they're vindicated because they win in the end. You know, like, what can you really say? But they look terrible. They look terrible for most of last season or much of last season, and they do again, and they're beating the Giants because the Giants are a joke, and Russell Wilson is throwing game on the line, goal to go passes into the seats. I mean, what is that?
That was a pretty rough sequence there.
I just like the end. I don't know. Maybe Kansas City can't do it. And if there is tension, well, that's not going to help. So the Bills they had Allen. They knew 5 years ago that he was a beast. an MVP caliber quarterback. Okay, we're good for the next decade. Now what? And they haven't won that big game. But what they've built is a team that, you know, the last couple of games almost hasn't really needed him.
Yeah, they have built a team, and they've built an offense especially that insulates him almost the way you would insulate a guy you don't trust.
Like, right.
Right. Which
game
is
manager.
Which is the opposite of what you've got, which, you know, that can cut both ways. That can frustrate us at times, I think. You know, do more, you know, like, put on a show for me. But, you know, as long as you're winning and you know you can, you know, break that glass if you need to when you need it, like you did in the fourth quarter of the Baltimore game. I'm not objecting, but they have built a beast here. You use that phrasing already, bully. I mean, what they are capable of doing with the three tight ends, Kansas City's never been like that.
No, and they just have no. That's what won't happen there. Like if Rice and Worthy come back and presumes they stay healthy. And the timing is fine, and they can sort of trudge along. I mean, they're two games back, and they've lost to the first-place team so far. It's week four now. They have the Ravens this week. Like, they're in a hole already, mm-hmm. and they've not lived that life yet. So they can trudge along and, you know, be either the Chargers fall apart, or they get hot enough, their defense is good enough, they get to, you know, 11-6 or something like that. That's probably not impossible for Kansas City. I don't know if better is possible, but they could do that. Maybe that's good enough to win.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good enough to get in. It's definitely going to be good enough to get in. And then you have to play them.
What are we prepared to do? I don't know their schedule nor the Chargers' schedule well enough sitting here right now to know the answer to this. But what do we do when the Chiefs are maybe around 500, and they play the Chargers, and we sort of need the Chargers to lose. Like that is going to be a weird one. Well, when we get to that, and we've already got one. You know, obviously, the opening week, second game of the year on that Friday night was that, and we got it. Now it might turn around to the point where when they play again, we're rooting for Kansas City.
Listen, you play along at home. Like, what does this look like? They're 1-2. Ravens this week at Kansas City. Ravens will be favored on the road, I think, almost, unless there's a bad injury tonight, mm-hmm. almost no matter what tonight is. I think they're a small favorite there, but who knows. At Jacksonville following Monday night, okay. Lions, also playing tonight, by the way. Raiders, Washington, Bills is Kansas City's next six. 4-2 is probably pretty good. That's 5-4. At Denver, Colts. At Dallas on Thanksgiving, Houston, Chargers. 8-5 at best. At Tennessee, Denver, Raiders. Or whatever that would have been. 8-6, 9-5, 8-6, something like that. Like, that's the bet. They've got tough games.
Yeah.
And maybe the Colts are good. Maybe Denver away is tough. I hear Buffalo's good. Washington, I don't know, but that's a NFC championship team from last year. It's going to be hard. And so it doesn't have to be Kansas City. I mean, the Bills don't need to beat Kansas City to win a championship. It still counts, even if they don't. So far away, but you know, you might have watched a lot of week three. I did. I didn't get to see much of the 1 o'clock window yesterday, so I missed more than I usually would. But I saw late games and highlights and the night game, the whole thing. In 2007, if anybody out there was with us then, we were actually still here then. And here were the Sabres off the season against Ottawa, the Carolina loss. Like, they were just so hot and might have to many felt like it was kind of fated that they would win it. Like, this is our time. What is the mm-hmm. Ryan Miller line in the commercial? Is this our year? Is this the year? Whatever. Doesn't matter. So there was that kind of feeling in the air in 2007. And the season went along, and the Sabres led the league. They didn't have Tim Connolly, but they had Miller. They had most of their team. They won constantly. Comebacks. I mean, they just ran away with the season. And you were in here all the time going, I'm afraid of Anaheim.
Right.
Anaheim was also having a great season out west. They barely played each other. And, like, I got to admit, I feel like there's another team in the league that I'm going to have a problem with. Now, the Sabres didn't make it to Anaheim.
Right.
Ottawa beat them. Ottawa found Anaheim, and they got crushed. Anaheim won it. You were right on.
Yeah, Anaheim looked like a bully in October, and they were a bully in May.
Is there an Anaheim in the 2025 NFL that isn't the Bills? I mean, I can name teams.
Baltimore still might be the closest.
Baltimore might be the closest, but the Bills have beaten them over and over. When they were losing, when, you know, Baltimore is supposed to have you because they're way ahead, that's when you can't catch, that's when they own you, is when they have the lead. Guess what? In the playoffs twice, and the Bills look very much primed to get that game at home. They'll be favored. That might be the hardest game out there. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia.
I'm not super impressed. They're winning, but they don't look like, oh God, I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to play them.
That's right. Look how lucky they were yesterday at home against the Rams. You want to name the Rams? We can name the Rams. You know what the Eagles can't do this year so far? Run it.
Yeah, Barkley's way down.
Way down. 3.3 yards per carry.
I read he's pacing through three games for 900 fewer yards.
Okay. I mean, 3.3 yards per carry. Who's that?
I mean, he did have 2,000 last year, so I mean, you're still talking about James Cook's year, basically. This is what Barkley's on track to have. It's not going great there.
But way less efficient.
Right. Right.
I mean, Philip Rivers averaged 3.3 yards per carry, I believe. What is this? And they're 3-0. Who else do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about L.A.? Chargers? I would. I saw enough of their game yesterday. You and I both had Denver. I thought that was a spot where, you know, they're a little bit maybe hyped here and Denver away. And Denver had chances. I mean, Knicks blew a couple of plays. And that was there for Denver. They had the lead in the second half.
Yep.
They kind of blew it. But Herbert made some serious throws in that game. Like, the Keenan Allen touchdown is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The Quentin Johnston play to the one is a great throw and catch. Herbert might be, like, ready for it. But am I supposed to be afraid of him? You make a point when you say soon enough you might end up wanting to root against them.
Yeah.
In the standings. Maybe already.
It's hard with a team that just shows up. So, like, all of it is a little hard to buy right away through three games for me. That they're that good. I mean, they've obviously got the record, and that Herbert has graduated to the tier. Right? He was easy to anoint because of the skill set, and I admittedly, like, oh, another really good or great quarterback, and he's in Patrick Mahomes' division, let's go. Like, they're going to have an easy time, and that really has not come through until now this year. It's the first year it looks like it could, come to fruition, but it's still so early. Like, I don't know that I want to believe that they're really that level and that he is really that level, but, you know, the weeks go by, and it's harder and harder to refute. He right from the start this year, just moving around more and throws that are just they're sort of unleashing him more so than maybe ever. Because even before Harbaugh and Greg Roman and, you know, their whole style, the way they're perceived as being these run first guys, even before they got there, it was like passes to the running backs and swing stuff. Like, Herbert was not being even given the opportunity to show that he could cut it with the top tier guys. Now it feels like he is. So, like, if I could buy stock, I'd buy them right now, but I wouldn't expect for sure that it's going to increase in value. You know, I feel like it would make sense. I feel like my stockbroker would advise that I buy, but, you know, you never know. Future, you know, past performance, yada, yada. But they look tough. They look tough, and I do think when you get to, you've got the talent at quarterback, the skills are good, more than good enough, and you've got a coach that's going to, I think, have stuff buttoned up. I do not like and care for Jim Harbaugh's style at all, but he will not. It's not a team that I expect to beat themselves a lot.
Has he ever coached a losing team in his life?
Maybe not.
Last year, even they made the playoffs. I think Najee Harris could be a loss for them, but shouldn't be a massive one. They have Omarion Hampton, first-round pick, who fumbled in week two. It was a big play. They got away with it, beat the Raiders, and then I think they were going with Harris yesterday until he tore his Achilles, and then Hampton went in and did well. So maybe they had a running back. Maybe it doesn't matter at all. Indianapolis is the other one in the AFC. One punt. I still didn't find out when in the game it happened. I asked the guys on ship chasing yesterday, and they didn't exactly tell me. So I forgot again to look that up. But if they were way ahead, they probably should have just gone for it, kept the streak alive.
Right.
They also don't have a turnover like the Bills in 3 weeks, so they're making history with how few of their drives have ended. You know, none in turnovers, one in a punt through three games. I mean, they won by three touchdowns.
Punting on their second possession of the second quarter following a Tennessee field goal. Up, so they're up 17-6, and they punt.
Oh, come on. Fourth and what?
A three and out. Hang on, let me see. I will get the details.
I mean, go for it. In more ways than one.
Fourth and five.
At
their own 45.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sticking with that. Then
they're getting harder to deny, every week. You know, this is how we do it. You know, like, team you think stinks that has sort of mostly a punchline for quarterback blows out Miami week one. Oh my God, Miami. Wow, they're terrible. Okay, week two. All right, another getting no punts. Stats look really good. I don't know. I can't believe this. No, let me even bet on Tennessee because I'm so smart. There's no way, and all the 41-20. I mean, this game was completely out of hand.
Despite the punt.
Yes, they overcame the punt of the year.
You know what else? It already kind of looks like their division.
Yeah, Houston looks
terrible.
Dead. Jacksonville can't score. Doesn't scare me.
Jacksonville looks just as bad. Like, Colts could run away with that division. Anybody else?
Do not adjust your sets. Wow, I know.
Three games, I know. Right. Anybody else? Bengals?
Forget it.
Completely dead, right?
Yes.
Or one bad day. 2-1. Bengals at Denver this week.
Steelers are 2-1.
Denver is 1-2.
Right.
Hosting Cincinnati, they'll be favored there. NFC, Niners are 3-0 with the easiest schedule of all time. That division's good top to bottom so far. Green Bay loses to Cleveland. Lions tonight. Bears. Not Dallas. Who's Anaheim? Who is Anaheim? Is there an Anaheim? 803-0550. Love to talk specifically about the Chiefs, too. I mean, at your own peril, do you write them off? But I'm so ready, so tempted. You know they can't be good forever. And they just don't seem to have answers on offense. They had the whole offseason to get somewhere offensively, and your take was a popular one. Can't you just see Mahomes flipping the switch this year and they just sort of go off?
They've got
the opposite has happened.
They've got left tackle filled in, and the rest will all just sort of happen. And it's
right,
not.
But it's not at all. Like, they can't score. Again, 803-0550 for your calls. Football Monday on WGR. We'll talk to Sal at 4. We won't be able to connect with Eric Wood today. He is unavailable. We will have the Sabres tonight. That's right. First preseason game coming up. Pregame at 6, Buffalo at Columbus. Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will look for your calls right after this break here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on!
I mean, go down, right? Come on, buddy. Think about the rest of us.
I did not see a final tally anywhere. I did not go through all the box scores to count them up, but it felt like between like 3:45 and 4:20, there were about a dozen blocked field goals. It just felt like I had red zone on it. It just felt like all I was seeing was
the Eagles
field
had two
goal blocks.
The Eagles had two. The Jets gave themselves a chance to win. That one guy did the whole thing on the Jet one.
Right, Will McDonald.
Will McDonald, good. Did the whole thing. Jumped over the lineman, blocked the kick, took the ball, scored. All right. That would have been a good one for Survivor to get the Jets, to get the Bucs out.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. And there were also returns. Torrey Horton for Seattle.
Yeah.
There were a few big, right away, not wasn't a touchdown, but Deebo Samuel for Washington right away. Then Jalen Lane had his own in that game.
Really happy Deebo Samuel continues to pile up yards on kick returns.
That don't help you.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
should do. I'm always steering the conversation to fantasy.
Which, yes, and so I can try to head this off for the next time. What you should do is go to the Washington Commanders website and find Contact Us.
And complain?
And write to them.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to speak to the manager.
He'd like to speak to the manager. What are we looking at in this league after 3 weeks, or almost after 3 weeks? 803-0550. Let's go to Chris here. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I can run the message down to Ashburn if you want me to. I'm nearby.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that.
So, yeah, so that I sat through that game last night. It was pretty awful. And what's wild about it is the Giants really did have a look at it despite, like, a total lack of, like, ingenuity on offense. Other than that Scadaboo, that running back they had, who even when they knew they were going to run, they couldn't stop, by the way, which is interesting. But until, like, the third, I'd say, like, the mid-third quarter, they had a look at it. But the reason, as much as I want to write off the Chiefs, I want to wait, is because, so we know how good the Eagles are. Good, they play them close. The Chargers beat them. They always play each other close. I want to wait and see what happens against Baltimore. And what I mean is not so much just the win or loss, but like if there's anything close to like just that them being demoralized, like they were in the Super Bowl, I think then that's where, like if they can't get up for that game, you know, two teams that, you know, usually play each other tough, I think I'll be ready to kind of write them off, but definitely yeah. Like, okay, this isn't somebody that I'm going to worry about going forward until they prove otherwise.
Yeah, I like the way you're thinking because you want to look for signs. And look, we'll be guessing and we might think we see something that we don't, but a team that has been as excellent as they have been for as long as they've been, they might suspect, like, as it goes on, if it continues to be as hard as it is, even if they win games, they might feel like they know they don't have it. And maybe that has to wait until December, you know, really for that to settle in. Because it hasn't really been, it's not that they've lost guys. I mean, Worthy is the most significant injury I think they've really had, at least since this season began. And because that plays a part too. Like San Francisco last year, by the time they got here, was just like, yeah, I know, whatever. We're a team that goes to the Super Bowl, but not this year. And maybe Kansas City ends up there, but I think it'll take a little while. But the signs could be there in big games if they look like they don't barely belong there. You know, like that can happen. And I think a team, even a strong-willed championship caliber team, can be susceptible to knowing deep down, you know, we don't have it.
Have they not hosted the AFC Championship 7 years in a row? Like, the standard is so high. It's ridiculously high.
Well, they went to Baltimore to win it years ago, but they've been in the game.
I make that mistake all the time. They've been to the AFC Championship 7 years in a row, and they've hosted six of those games, maybe. Still, just... That can go either way. We did this with the Patriots, and we're doing it with the Chiefs. What happens when you have that thought? And it's, you know, you got 100 people. You've got coaches and players and, like, so many different people have different thoughts. What happens when you have that thought? Like, it's not here. It's not in here. You know, you could give up, but that's not most pro athletes, is just to give up. You know, you just try to keep clawing and... You know, the 94 Bills a little bit, right? I mean, four Super Bowl appearances in a row, and it was a trying season. Maybe it's a good example. What they did in 94 was beat Kansas City was one team with Montana. They had two or three really good wins, and they lost to bad teams. Like, they just couldn't do it every week. And they got to December and had a chance, but then it imploded and, like, Oh well, you know, everything has to come to an end. So maybe that's it with Kansas City. But I think, you know, even last night, I just wonder what the Kelce thing really is there now. Like, if he's become a little bit too much to deal with, and what he's thinking. Like, he would know, or he'd just be delusional and think, like, I'm still
great.
I'm Travis freaking Kelce. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, there was a confrontation with Andy Reid last night. Wasn't the first one, but...
Yeah, the same thing happened last week. Well, similar enough. I don't think last week it got physical. It was just yelling. But in this one last night, Reid, like, shoves him, like, get away from me kind of thing. And, you know, yeah, they're, of course, predictably brushing it off. He just loves the win. I love his energy, says Andy Reid. Like, he's, you know, he's here for one thing, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So I think that certainly bears watching. I already said earlier, like, I think when a guy like that starts to slide, it can come quick and it can be emotionally confusing. Like, what is happening to me? Why am I feeling like this? Why I suddenly feel like I can't do this thing I've been doing all these years at the level, you know, I'm used to doing it. And that can really mess with you.
They just look so mediocre. If you didn't know what their last 7 years have actually been, like, they just would they'd be nobody's pick.
Right.
You just, like, yeah. And, you know, last year was somewhat like that, and they still made it. Here's Sean next. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I am not falling for the trap. I'm not falling for the trap at all. The Ducks are the Chiefs. The Chiefs are the Ducks. Until further notice, we do this every year the past few years. Oh, look at them. They look vulnerable. They're winning one score. They're winning, you know, 2-point, 3-point games. They're winning in fluky ways, this, that, and the other, until we see them in the playoffs, and they absolutely run roughshod all over this Swiss cheese D that we tend to have against them. They're going to get Worthy back to health, I'd imagine. They're going to get Rashee Rice back, who is their number one receiver and basically probably takes their offense to another level. Wouldn't be shocked if they traded for Tyreek Hill also. And now all of a sudden, now you're looking at a juggernaut again on offense with the best defensive coordinator in the game. I cannot say that they are not the foe. I mean, Baltimore we match up horrendously with, but we get them. We punch them in the mouth when the push, you know, when basically the bell rings, I guess we get that final haymaker on them and we're able to somehow pull away with the W against Baltimore, even though it's not a good matchup. But Kansas City, they still deserve that title. I mean, until it's proven otherwise, I think if they even got in as a 7 seed and we're the 2 seed, I'd be nervous as hell that that was the first game of the playoff slot. I would be, even though it's in Buffalo, particularly with a wide receiving core that would have, you know, Rashee Rice, Worthy, et cetera, and Spagnuolo. So yep. My vote, I'm not shaking. I mean, I'm not budging off of that. That's the Chiefs or the Ducks.
That is perfectly reasonable. What's the line this week if that's the game? If the Chiefs are in here in week 4, 4.5?
Yeah, it's not more than 6. Between 4.5, 5, and somewhere in that range.
See the line for New Orleans?
Did it get to 16.5 or something? Did I see?
I have 15.5 at MGM, but maybe.
Yeah.
One of many great ways to illustrate how successful this Bills era has been, regular season, I know. Since 2021, they have been 14-point favorites or more 10 times. Since 2019, 11. 2019, at the end of the season, they had the Dolphins, and they were a big favorite. But even better is 21 to now. 4 seasons plus change, including this game, will add to it. They've been 14-point favorites or greater 10 times. They have won 9 of those games. They lost to Jacksonville. In Jacksonville, they were a 14.5-point favorite to Urban Meyer.
That's lost the Urban outright. Meyer game, okay. Yeah.
That's the Urban Meyer game. And they failed to cover 5 of the 10, including that one, including their last 3. 15.5 against New Orleans. New Orleans was down to Seattle 34-3 with 7:50 left in the second quarter yesterday. And it kind of just stayed there the rest of the game. It didn't, you know, go crazy. But it was over in less than an hour. The Seahawks just killed them. So that's got to be fun to think about. They get to fly home from Seattle after that at 0-3. And then who are we playing next? Uh-oh. Right. I'm not sure what to say yet about this. I mean, the caller's point is I'm not writing off the Chiefs, and I'm sort of nodding, you know, because that's that's fine. You know, we need something to talk about, but, you know, sure, that's fine. And I kind of feel like about this game that there isn't anything really to talk about either, but I guess stranger things.
It feels like a week where only bad things can happen. Right? I mean, that's just, Zach and I were talking before the show. Like he was, I think that's sort of where we are. Yeah, 'cause like a win that is anything other than what.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly, you know, what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Seahawks just did to them is going to be like, oh, why did you only beat them by 10? Right? I mean, we were that way about Miami last week, and Miami's a division rival and a team that, you know, recently has been, you know, good and still has many of those same good players. And then here come the Saints, who are just woebegone at this point. And yeah, if you don't just put them down fast and early, then you're probably going to be making people uneasy.
Kind of want to see the Bills test that turnover thing this week. Just see what a minus two looks like right. on the scoreboard. Can I just get a minus two just to see? Like, get rid of that streak, that ridiculous NFL record, never losing the turnover battle streak. Come on. And then, you know, all right, here's a couple.
And we still beat you by 14.
Double digits.
Right.
Maybe a game like that. I don't know. There's supposed to be randomness in turnovers, but the Bills keep seemingly proving otherwise. Sal Capaccio coming up in 20 minutes. We'll get back to your calls after this break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.